insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran.
Brothers and sisters, we are to discuss the 19th verse of Surah Al-Ankabut, so let's listen to this verse, and we will be back with our discussion regarding the commentary of this verse.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ
Have they not considered how Allah begins creation and then repeats it? Indeed, that for Allah is easy.
So, you might have been previously with us, dear listeners, and actually the point is that the story of Prophet Abraham was being told, but at this point, the Holy Quran temporarily leaves out the story of Abraham and actually completes the discussion that Abraham had in the field of monotheism and expressing his own prophethood by mentioning reason upon resurrection, and concerning the rejecters of resurrection, it says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ Have they not seen how Allah originates creation and then brings it back again? إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ Verily, that is easy for Allah. So, creation, causing to die and to raise from the dead, are the permanent work of Allah. And the world of creation is the manifestation of providence in creating the life and death of phenomena. So, the purpose of the act of see is the observation by heart and having knowledge about it. It means, do they not know the quality of the creation of Allah? The same one who had the power of the first creation is also able to return it, because having the power on one thing is the power on its similar ones. And that's very simple. But this is also probable that the word see here is used in the sense of observation by the eye. So when it says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا, did they not see, it could mean that because everybody observes by his eye that dead lands are quickened, plants grow, babies are born from sperm drop, and chickens are produced from eggs, the one who is able to do such things is also able to bring the dead to life again. And that's how this verse might be turning actually the eyes to.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ
So, brothers and sisters, regarding this verse, we said that the purpose of the act is the observation by heart and having knowledge about it. أَفَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقِ. Did they not see, have they not seen how Allah originates creation? And it's really simple. The one who originates the creation is able to somehow redo it, somehow originate resurrection. Because in the very first, it was really harder for us to believe how creation was originated. And ending it is also possible. Bringing the people back from it is also possible. Why? Because everybody is able to see that lands are quickened, the dead lands. The plants that are actually sleeping at fall, they are to grow again. The babies are born, actually, from a simple sperm drop. The eggs are turned into chickens. All of them are the originations of actually life. So the one who is able to do it is able to bring the dead to life again. And it is really interesting that at the end of the verse says, as an emphasis, إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Verily, for sure, that is easy for Allah. It is so because comparing the creation on the first day, revival is counted an easier work. This meaning, of course, is due to the conception and logic of individuals. Else being easy or difficult has no meaning for the one who is absolute cause, for the one whose power is unlimited. So it is our limited power that creates these concepts, and regarding its application, some things are difficult and some others are easy, but for us, not for the Almighty Allah. So having attributing actually the adjectives of yasir for the actions of the Almighty Allah is for the sake of our understanding. Because for the Almighty Allah, who is absolute cause, everything is like kun fayakun. Everything will be at the very time that he intends. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.